Welcome to season two of How the F*** Did We Become Runners? We last left you off with us being little green people in Ireland, finishing a marathon. Very excited. All right. So after the marathon,
I flew to Paris.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm going to run in Paris.
Yes. As you should.
Because I had two goals.
Yes.
Well, one collection of goals was I want a baguette. I want cheese. I want red wine. I want to see the Eiffel Tower. Got to do all that within 2 hours after landing.
Great.
Then I wanted to run by the Eiffel Tower. And yes. I went out and I was like, I'm going to do 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I did seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
I know. I would have done the same thing. Absolutely.
Part of it is because I tend to be very, very sore and I have a harder time the day of a long race.
Yes.
And then I'm usually okay a couple days later.
Me, it's 2 days later.
Yeah.
That's when I hurt.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say I got to run in Paris.
All right. You got to run in Paris. That's fine. I got on the plane and went back to work.
So people have been saying, like, take it easy after you run a marathon.
Yes.
So I saw my physical therapist on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she's like, did you not run? I'm like, well, I ran 7 miles in Paris. And then I did the 5K. And then I did 4 miles. And she just kind of looked at me and she's like, you're going to get an overuse injury.
Yeah.
And that kind of was sobering to me.
Yes. So we got home and I, for the first week, did nothing,
mm-hmm.
which is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, that was hard. Luckily, I had a lot going on at work. So I took the time to clean closets and get caught up and do things. But yeah, I mean, before I flew back, I had one of the marathoners from our group was on my flight. So waiting for the plane, I sat and talked with her for quite a long time. And she's fairly experienced. And I was like, what do you do after you finish a marathon? Like, how do you recover? And she's like, I don't run for at least 2 weeks. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. But the first week through, I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You did 7 miles in Paris. I did nothing. But truth be told, I would have done 7 miles in Paris.
Yes.
Maybe not seven. I would have gone running in Paris.
And you ran the 5K with me, so don't even.
Well, that was more than a week later.
Okay.
That was like 2 weeks later. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was a week.
Was it a week?
It was a week okay. to the day.
Okay, I thought it was 2 weeks.
Because we got to run with the Shamrocks.
Yes.
And can I just say, like, how wonderful it was with the Shamrocks?
Yes.
We had people coming up to us, like, we were tracking you, and you did good. And
now I'm going to look at my calendar, because I don't believe you that it was 1 week.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I'm going to look at my calendar.
You know, Michelle was saying that she was, like, concerned about, like, how fast we were going at first. Siobhan was saying it's cold. Scott does better in the cold.
Yep.
So we got a lot of, we just got so much positive support from not only our running club, but from friends and family.
You're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
You're right.
Could you say that a little louder?
We're right. It was a week. It was a week.
I can't hear you.
1 week. Yeah. But that was both of our first runs, right? Since
Together.
The marathon. Yeah.
Oh, what?
That was the first time I ran since the marathon was
yeah,
that day.
It was
I hadn't
your
run before.
First time. Yeah. Yes. I had run in Paris.
Yes.
Did I mention I was in Paris?
Fine. Fine. So, okay. Yes, it was cool. I loved that they were following us. That was very sweet.
Yep.
And it meant a lot. And that they knew we were going too fast. But I knew we were not.
No, we had said that we were going too fast.
Yes.
And we were trying to slow down. We were waiting for the path to clear
yeah.
a little bit.
But then when we settled in, I was like, yeah, we can run at this rate.
Yeah.
We're good.
You're fine.
We're good. I knew we were fine. All right. So we're back. We do the little 5K very cautiously. We were good.
And we ran with Debbie.
We ran with Debbie.
We didn't run with Chris this time.
No, no. But we were good. And we ran very slow and easy.
Yep.
And trying to take it easy. Nobody talks about this. Trying to take it easy after a marathon is really hard because our whole world was scheduled around running.
Yeah.
Like our whole plans, I have to make room for the long run. I have to make room for this run. Like our whole being for months has been around getting ready for this marathon. And now it's over. And it's sad.
It is. And I really used to being able to like go for a nice couple hours hanging out with you on Friday.
I know.
And that this Friday was particularly hard.
I know.
Partly because I didn't run at all.
Yeah.
Because after my after that meeting with my physical therapist where she used the overuse injury part.
Mm-hmm.
Because that injury last year hurt.
Yeah.
It really, really hurt.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to figure out, like, because it just came on me.
Right.
And I was like, how do I avoid it if I don't know what happened? You know, if you, like, step wrong.
Right,
or,
right, right.
Or, but this, it's just, I was running and all of a sudden, not only couldn't run, I couldn't walk. I was crying and had to be picked up. Wow. It was so much pain. And so, so the overuse really has been in my head. In fact, last night, I've got to tell this. Last night, I had a dream that we ran another marathon. And in this marathon, we are having problems with hydration and stuff like that. But I kept dreaming that my legs were really achy and sore. And I woke up this morning and my legs were really achy and sore. And I'm like, huh, I think this is just...
Yep.
Me processing, needing to like settle down.
And recover. I mean, that's.
And it's hard because if you look up what are the symptoms of overuse, it's like fatigue and pain. Right. And it's like, yeah, the same things you feel because you're over 50.
Yes. Yes.
So how do you know when it's not, when how do you know it's a problem when it's not a problem?
I don't know.
That's and then I was question. Reading like I, you know, it was 4 a.m. And I'm like reading overuse and trying to differentiate between what's overuse and what's just running after 50. Mm-hmm. And then I was really looking at like number of days.
Yeah.
And I kept reading over 50, 3 to 4 days a week running.
Yeah.
Not more.
Right.
And I wanted to do 5 or 6 days.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. So we need to not overuse. You need to run smarter. Right.
Which I think we're doing.
Yes.
I'm
being very slow. So my first week back, nothing until the 5K.
Yep.
And then so I ran Sunday. I did not run Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday's like my Hills group. I did not do my Hills group. I ran 4 miles on Tuesday at an extremely low pace, like our marathon pace.
Yep.
So like 14. Didn't run Thursday. And then I did run Friday again a little bit. A little faster than I wanted to, but again, it was an easy pace, flat, no hills. So I ran 3 times last week, probably 3 times this week, but low mileage. I mean, I was doing the weeks before we started taper, I was doing 45 miles a week.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing less than 20.
I've done less than 15.
Yeah.
I
think so too. I think I did 12.
I also had a harder time. Like, I always have a harder time flying west.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back and after all that excitement and like there was a time change Ireland. And then when we came back, there's a time change here.
Yep.
I've just been so tired.
Yeah. The jet lag hit me like a freight train.
It's been hitting me.
Yeah.
So it's been okay that I haven't been running since Tuesday.
Good.
Although the mood is an issue because I'm like, what do I look forward to? What do I like plan?
I know.
I was like, I've been like, do I take pottery class? Do I do this? I'm like,
I know. I know. We know what I did. So I immediately planned future running.
You did.
I did.
I did as well.
Yeah.
I signed up for a couple more races that I haven't told you.
Oh boy. So. Yeah.
And we both put our names in for the lottery for Chicago Marathon.
Yes. So we'll see. I mean, I guess one of the things that people, they talk about the taper tantrums, right? And how hard it is to taper. But nobody talked to me about the marathon blues. And it's really a thing that people get depressed after a marathon because you'd focus, like I said, you focus so much of your time and so much of your energy on this one thing and then it's over.
Yep.
And then it's now what?
And even a couple days ago, I was like, because the Manchester Half Marathon's
tomorrow. Yeah.
And I think Monday, I was like, should I run the Manchester Half?
No.
I told my physical therapist that. And she's like, She's really very funny. She's just like, that's just dumb.
Yep. I mean, I might go up to cheer people on, but I'm not running it.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard in itself. Although I hated that race, so not really.
It was my favorite half marathon. I know,
it's your favorite half. You can do it next year, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, it's slow coming back. But I was told you, I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about cortisol and stress, right? Mm-hmm. And how your body produces cortisol for stress. And they're talking about when you do a marathon that your body produces so much of that, that it takes a long time to get back to a normal level. So even you might feel good, but you really just don't know. And by pushing it after a marathon, you do run the risk of an overuse injury because you put you're so much stress on your body. Mm-hmm. We had never run for 6.5 hours before this. We'd never done that.
No.
Not to mention a transatlantic flight. Mm-hmm. Time change. Like, our bodies went through hell. And we're not 20.
What?
Sorry. Yeah. So we need to take the time to recover. But the good news is, because you were at that level, after you've taken the time to recover, it'll be easier to get back to that level than it would have had you never run before.
Remember how furious I was about the you don't lose weight while training for a marathon?
Yes.
I'm down 5 pounds. It's been since coming back. It's weird.
Yeah, me too. Which is
you too?
Yeah, yeah. Which is a whole nother issue.
Well, it's different when you lose weight.
Right, right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's your body recalibrating, maybe?
Although I still am like craving carbs, which is, and I don't mean good carbs. I mean like chocolate. I'm wanting chocolate constantly, which I feel like, so
that
I guess.
That could be magnesium.
Oh, I like that. That's a nice reframe.
Yeah. That could be you're lacking in magnesium.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So.
What's in wine? Because I crave that too.
Yeah, I crave that too. I don't know.
How's your Guinness craving going?
I've had one since we've been back. One.
The one that I was with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have a dinner Thursday night at an Irish pub, so I am sure I will be drinking Guinness there. So yeah, I might have to buy some. Pour it in the big thing. It's not the same.
I could just tear up. My eyes are just like tearing up. I'm so happy.
I know.
So
who'd
proud.
Have thought? Who'd have thought? A Connolly
who likes Guinness.
I know.
Shocking.
I know. There were so many things that we didn't do, but next time. Mm-hmm. So now that we're back, we got to figure out what that means for movement.
Yeah. I mean, I could be walking. I'm not. I mean, I think it's actually like I'm still like when I woke up yesterday, I was like, why am I so tired? I'm like, you know, I'm still only getting 4 or 5 hours night's sleep.
That's not good.
Like, I mean, I was out till midnight last night.
Oh my God.
And up at 4.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So I need to get my sleep in order.
Yeah.
I've told myself that I wouldn't run again until Tuesday.
Okay.
But I don't know how long I'm going to not do this running thing.
I know. It's hard. It's hard. Don't run 2 days in a row. That's what I'm running every other day. I am not running back to back.
Yeah. I also want to look at like, you know, speed. Cause that was the other thing that I've wrestled with over this year is that, I want to run what I was running last year.
Right. It's going to take time.
But I was happier. When running, I tend to be happier when I'm running now.
Yeah.
Although when I ran on Tuesday, I was also messaging you saying that I was running too fast.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you look on Strava, I was running way faster than I
than you have been. Yes.
No wonder I like hit the wall.
Right. Right. I mean, you're just going to ease back into. You know, I know. I bet I do have one race coming up.
Yes.
The end of the month. But it's a 10K and it's a charity race.
You have a 10K followed by a 5K walk by followed by another race. So you're a big liar. That's one weekend.
Well, the one weekend, I am not running the November Fest for Gate City. I'm going to walk that.
Oh, okay. You were running it before.
Yeah, no, I walked it last year. I got off the plane, drove up to Nashua, and I like pretty much walked it last year. That's not a race. That's a community building. It's a charity event for the children's home.
Yeah, I have to figure out what I'm going to do because with planes being the way being right now.
I know. That's all right. We'll figure it out. That's how the fuck did we become runners?
Yep.
The sad edition.
It is the sad edition.
The sad edition. So this season, we're going to do some more interviews. We have an interview coming up.
Yep.
We're going to have more guests. And you're going to listen to us whine about the fact that we're not doing a marathon in 2 months.
But we're going to try to figure out what's next because we're going to do another goal.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Thanks.